Welcome to Convincing Reads, the podcast where I try to convince you to read some of my favorite books. I'm your host, Katie Brown. To start off the podcast, I'm going to read the book quote of the day. I have recently been watching the Harry Potter movies over again, and I found this quote, and I actually really like it. The quote is, "Words are, in my not-so-humble opinion, our most inexhaustible source of magic, capable of both inflicting injury and redeeming it." Albus Dumbledore. I thought this was a great quote because honestly, it is so true. People's words can hurt each other or can lift somebody else up. So I love this quote where it's saying how our words do kind of have some sort of magic to everything, which ultimately is pretty amazing in my opinion. So today's guest is a person who is also an avid reader and is always recommending different books to me. I'm very excited to present Izzy Dugan. Okay, so thank you for letting me interview today. So I have a few questions. The first one is, what is your favorite book genre, if you had to choose one?
Probably fantasy, I would say. I don't know, I kind of like that you can go to other worlds.
I like the sci-fi, fantasy. Those are phenomenal. If you had to pick a favorite book, it doesn't have to be in that genre, though.
Well, it is in that genre. It will kind of. I would probably go Six of Crows, that duology.
That is perfect. I love it so much.
I don't really love standalones. I'm kind of a serious person, so I think that one would probably have to be my favorite.
And then, did you always like to read, or was it just... Because I knew when I was younger, I hated reading until, like, sixth grade when I started reading more, but...
For me, it was kind of like a... It was like I only read for school, and then I got into middle school, and I was like, oh, like, this is fun. And then sixth grade, I was like, whew, what's this? And I just...
And you found the genre.
Yes, yes. Percy Jackson did it for me.
It was Percy Jackson and Harry Potter that did it for me.
I love Harry Potter, too.
Okay, so the book I have is Light Years by Cass Morgan. This is more of this like science fiction kind of that kind of one. Here, I'll just read the inside to you, and then I can explain a little bit more.
Okay.
So it's the it says, reeling from a devastating attack by a mystery enemy, the Quattro Fleet Academy is opening its doors to the new class of cadets from every planet in the solar system. Hotshot pilot Vesper dreams of becoming a captain, but when she loses her spot to a wisecracking boy from the wrong side of the asteroid belt, she begins to question everything she thought she knew. Trapped on the toxic planet Deva, Cormac will take any chance he can to join the academy, even if he has to steal somebody's identity to get there. Aaron was always an outcast on icy Chetire, and is looking for a place to belong. He just never thought it would be in the arms of the hottest guy in the galaxy. Aurelia has infiltrated the fleet to complete a mission, one that threatens the security of everyone around her, but if anyone finds out who she really is, it'll be her life on the line. As worlds collide at the academy, these four cadets will have to learn to work together if they want to survive. But how do you begin to trust the very people you've spent a lifetime learning to hate? Light Years in the first book is a thrilling and romantic new series from the best-selling author of The 100. So it kind of takes place, so like there's these different worlds, and there's this space like academy that they train people to protect against like the mysterious like enemy, and there's different worlds, and this was the first year that they decided to take cadets from like people who qualified from different planets, and so like it switches point of views from different people. So like
it's my kind of thing, right?
Or
there.
Vesper, she's the head of the academy, is her mom, and so she feels a lot of pressure to become like one of the top people. You have Cormac, where he's stuck on the planet Deva, and it was him and his brother, and his brother is raising him and stuff, but they have mines there. Like, that's where almost everybody works. And so, like, it says he steals somebody's identity to get there, which was his brother's, because I think his brother went missing or something, and his brother told him to have the opportunity, like, if something happens to him, to take his ID and go there to try to make it, like, give him a better life, mm-hmm. like, chance. Then you have Aaron, who is an outcast on, like, Chetire, and it's, like, this icy world. Like, I love this book so much. But it was, like, this icy world and stuff, and it was, like, one of his only, like, each of these people, like, it was their chance to, like, get off their planet. Like nobody ever gets off their planet, so it's, like, they're stuck there. And Orlia, she's a spy for the mystery enemy. And it's, oh my goodness, but this book is so amazing, because they all kind of are working, like, they all try out for these different spots, like, you get different rankings,
mm-hmm.
and, like, they'll learn how to drive, like, spaceships and stuff, and so, like, you'll have a pilot, a co-pilot, a technician, like, a computer technician, and then there's a one that's, like, I think a navigator, and they all are working together, and, like, when you take this test, you get split up into groups of, groups of four, and you have to work with those people. Well, then, they're all, like, they all build relationships, but then the one girl who's a spy she's starting to gain, like, relationships and friendships with these people, but she is stuck between her friends and then her country, like, her,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, species? People? Here? But...
The opposing force.
Yeah, it is a great book. The way it ended was just perfect enough for me to, like, I don't need to hear anymore. It is good enough for me. I think it's a series of two. But
that sounds really cool. And I'm not really into the sci-fi stuff, but I would totally read that.
Because I don't know if you've seen The 100, but it's the same author.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched part of The 100 because of this book, just because I was curious. But
I watched some of The 100.
But, yeah, you can get the book. I know I got it in a little store in, I think it was Longview, Washington, mm-hmm. a little bookstore. But I think people can get it off Amazon. But.
Another book for the TBR.
Well. That's about it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably give it a good 7 or 8. I liked this one. I like mm-hmm. this one. But, well, thank you for letting me interview.
Of course.
Try to convince you to read this book.
Of course.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening. And remember to check out past episodes on YouTube by searching Convincing Reads, or on my website by searching convincingreads.nitosa, NITOSA.org. Thanks again for listening, and see you next week.